My privilege to have on air the new CEO of National Freedom Network. And that's Jason Coghill. Jason, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Jan.
Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. It's a lovely day in Cape Town, and so I'm feeling good.
Good, feeling good in Cape Town. Always great blue skies and a hot afternoon, I presume.
Yes, that's correct.
Jason, what are the vision and the mission of National Freedom Network?
I don't want to bore your listeners with giving a kind of, very standard answer on the vision and the mission. But what I will leave, or at least give to your listeners, is an idea that it's a catchphrase, if you will, that sums up the work of the National Freedom Network, and it takes a network to combat a network. In other words, it takes a network to fight a network. And so the National Freedom Network is a network for civil society organizations as well as government stakeholders who are working to prevent and combat trafficking in persons in South Africa. Although our work and our relationships extend beyond the borders of South Africa.
Jason, the National Freedom Network was formally launched, I believe, in May 2011 with the aim to connect all the various counter-trafficking organizations with one another. Give us a picture of the trafficking organizations all over.
Yeah, I think that's a great question, Ian, because I would really like to take this opportunity to commend the very many counter-trafficking organizations that are present in South Africa who are doing incredible work, whether it's providing direct support in the form of shelters to victims of trafficking, or whether it's in the form of prevention awareness efforts, or whether it's in strengthening relationship with a specific government department, or, I mean, just up until moments ago, I was in conversation with someone whose organization assists victims or survivors of trafficking in persons, especially when they are victims or survivors of trafficking in persons for the purpose of labor exploitation, who assist them with legal resources and consultation. And so there are some very many organizations in South Africa who are doing really exceptional work. And I'd like to just commend the organizations who are working in this space. They don't often get recognized as non-governmental organizations, as civil society organizations, as non-profits who give a great deal of resources to fight, to prevent and combat trafficking in persons in South Africa.
Give us a picture, Jason, of what is trafficking. It's nothing to do with trafficking robots, etc.
No, it's not. But you'll be surprised, Jan. I think when we... in fact, a couple of years ago, there was a campaign, and it was actually very, very smartly put together, but it was a traffic report, playing on the word traffic in reference to the traffic on the road, and then traffic as in trafficking, whether that's trafficking of humans or trafficking of substance. And I believe that it is quite effective in sensitizing people to the gross violation of human rights that is human trafficking. And so, in simple terms, trafficking involves the exploitation of a human being, in reference to human trafficking, the exploitation of a human being for another person's gain. However, it must be understood that exploitation doesn't always have to take place in order for human trafficking to have taken place. So, for example, you may be coerced, you may be bribed, you may be forced to, for example, leave your residence, whether it's outside of the borders of South Africa or inside of the borders of South Africa, lured, misled into taking on a particular opportunity, kept at a particular location. And up until that point, you haven't per se been exploited, but you are deceived, or you are forced or you were coerced to move to another location. You were transported and then you were harbored. You were kept somewhere before any exploitation, which could take the form of labor exploitation, where you are having to perform labor tasks at a ridiculous rate or with no remuneration, or you are trafficked for the purpose of sexual exploitation, meaning you are forced to engage in sexual acts or sexual intercourse with persons for no remuneration. Although, I mean, there's debate to be had about, you know, any sexual act or sexual intercourse that happens between one person and another where there's a remuneration involved, because of the vulnerabilities that persons who enter into such relations or acts or business type transactions, because of what the experiences they have, oftentimes in the build-up to being in that transactional agreement, they've been exploited in some way or another prior to making that decision. And so, yeah, Jan, that in a sense sums up what what trafficking is. It's quite complex, and yeah, colleagues who work in the space will explain the human trafficking, the incidents of human trafficking that they have encountered from their perspective, and enable us to better understand, if you would, the climate of human trafficking, especially in South Africa.
Jason, what are the extents of human trafficking? Is it limited to some areas in South Africa? Is it limited to Africa, the continent, or it's all over the world?
Yeah, no, it's not limited to one area, to one city, one country. Trafficking is all over the world. It doesn't know class. It doesn't know race. It doesn't know income bracket. Anyone and everyone is, if we were to look at cases of trafficking, even cases that have only been in the criminal justice system in South Africa, trafficking can happen to anyone. In other words, anyone can be human trafficked. And I think just recently, if any of the listeners have followed incidents of trafficking in South Africa, one would be surprised to know that human trafficking was taking place in that particular area, in that particular city, whether it was suburban or a more upmarket area. We would have been surprised to realize that, wow, you know, there was a human trafficking syndicate happening from this area, and I'm sure many were stunned, especially in more recent times, to hear the incidents and cases of trafficking in our country.
So it's not only limited, if I may say it, to prostitutes.
No, and thank you for asking that question, Jan. Not at all. And so that was one of the points I was making earlier, is that
yes,
although trafficking in persons can be for the purpose of sexual exploitation, where one would then consider prostituted persons, and I would encourage listeners to perhaps start to adopt that phraseology, is that, you know, Radio Pulpit is a Christian radio station, and I think it's helpful for us as Christians to not see people by their supposed vocation.
So yes,
to not identify someone who has more than likely at some point or another in their lifetime experienced some level of abuse, coercion, or force that has led them to be in an industry where they are performing sexual acts or rendering sexual services in a transactional way. More than likely, they didn't choose that for themselves. And so better to view them as prostituted persons, implying that the onus now or the wrongdoing falls less on the person providing the service and more on the person who is purchasing the service
or on the persons that are facilitating that transaction. In the case of a pimp or an establishment such as a brothel or a strip club, you know, that those that the women, because in most instances it's women that we're referring to, they are being prostituted, and they exist in this transactional agreement because of the demand that comes from the persons who are buying the sex and the persons who are facilitating that transaction. So I haven't answered your question yet. If you will allow me to, I want to just continue and say that.
Yes,
so
please.
There is trafficking for the purpose of sexual exploitation.
Yes.
And this may involve prostituted persons. But trafficking can include child labor. It can include domestic servitude. It can include trafficking within the maritime sector. What we've seen in South Africa recently in the Northwest Province in Stilfontein is suspected incidents of trafficking for the purpose of labor exploitation within the mining industry, where people are being forced to work in mines for no wages. Even children have been found, have been brought up from these mines. And no child makes a choice to live in a mine, underground, you know, to perform any kind of labor or be at the behest of a zama-zama along with their parents, because perhaps the father's working, you know. And so, yeah, trafficking takes many shapes and many forms.
I want to ask you quickly, and I don't have much time left before the news at 5. I want to ask you, because people tend to think this only happens in the darkest places of society. But that is not true. It is not limited to the back streets of life.
No, certainly not. You know, it was interesting. There was a recent case in Sandringham, in Johannesburg, and I stand under correction. It was Sandringham in Johannesburg. And it was fascinating to listen to a neighbor. A neighbor was being interviewed by one of the broadcasting stations, and the neighbor was asked if she was aware that a suspected trafficking syndicate was operating from the house of what she perceived as one of her neighbors. And she was explaining this incident where her son had gone to pick up his ball because his ball had been kicked over the wall, and one of the people that was staying on this property alleged to be a home where people were being harbored and kept, and the home of a trafficking syndicate. They returned the ball to him, and he then obviously continued. And that was her and her family's last interaction with the house before the cops had raided. And so there's an example of how trafficking can be happening right under our noses, quite literally. As I said earlier, it knows no borders, it knows no class, it knows no race, and it certainly doesn't only happen in the dark.
Mm. Jason, what a privilege to have you on air as the new CEO of the National Freedom Network. And may the Lord just bless you in the leadership role as CEO of the National Freedom Network. And thank you for taking time and speaking to us this afternoon. In closing, what would you like in a minute to tell our listeners to keep their eyes and hearts open?
Firstly, I just want to thank you, Johan, for availing the space for us to sensitize your listeners to the scourge, the prison scourge that is human trafficking, and thank you for your words of blessing spoken over me and over the organization. I just want to say, and I want to leave you with this, listeners, that if you see something, if you suspect something, I want to encourage you to say something. Johan, if you will give me 1 second, because I just want to...
Yes, please.
Directly, but there's a particular number that you can phone. It's the South Africa Human Trafficking Hotline, and I want to give you the number, and for the life of me, I'm forgetting it. I'll say it to you shortly. Give me a second.
Good.
0800-222-777. 0800-222-777. That's the Human Trafficking Hotline in South Africa. If you see something, you suspect something, whether it's a neighbor, whether it's passing in a car, whether it's in a mall, whether it's in a school, if you see something, please say something. Please call that number, 0800-222-777. And report it.